Good morning. This is John. I'm from Wisconsin doing the daily inspiration here, and I wanted to share a word of encouragement this morning. And I've been doing a number of different scriptures. Sometimes I try to take a chapter and go through it. This time I did not. I'm using a couple of different scriptures. And so this morning we're going to look at a scripture here in Ephesians chapter 6. And hopefully this can be draw your thoughts towards the Lord and encourage you in your walk. Before I get started, I'll give you my cell phone number here in case somebody wants to reach out. 608-487-1500. In verse 1 here, I'm going to read part of this today, and then I'm going to read the second portion tomorrow, kind of finishing out with that, because some of these things, we know them, but we forget them. So the first part is kind of more general instruction to the church, and we're going to read this today. So listen to the words from the Lord this morning. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. The promise of that is that you may live long and that it may go well with you." And so honoring our parents are lifelong. You know, as children, we obey our parents. We're in the same house. But even as we go on our own, we still honor our parents because they are our parents, and we should not dishonor them. Verse 3 here, here's the promise, "that it may be well with you and you may live long in the earth." Verse 4, "and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." How many times do we as fathers, in trying to instruct our children, in trying to raise them up for the Lord, we provoke them to anger? And so this is the place, I believe, where we need God's Spirit and God's wisdom in order to raise our children in a way that is edifying to them. "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ." You know, I've spent about 10 years working for other people, and I believe it's important that when we are working for someone else by the hour, that we make sure that we are providing the value that is needed, that what we are putting in is worth its weight. And he says, as unto the Lord. You know, it's easy to think and to think of the boss and to think of the work and to feel like it's carnal, like it's earthly, and maybe things are not fair. But the mind of Christ is completely life-changing. And the early Christians and believers, I believe especially, being a Christian is not something that you do in your closet and then you go out and work. Being a Christian is something that infiltrates everything, all your life. It penetrates everything that you do. And we are to represent Christ wherever we go. Verse 6, "not with eye service as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." That sounds very earthly, doesn't it? But doing the will of God from the heart in being a servant. You know, even as we work for someone, or as we, in my case, being a business owner, I'm a servant to my customer. I serve my customer the same way that I used to serve my boss, with not just with eye service as men pleases, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill, doing service as unto the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Do we have the type of mentality? Do we have the type of belief that even if I was a slave, that I could completely and fully serve Christ right where I was at? Something to think about. Verse 9, he says, "and you masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there a respect of person with him." So in Christ, the servant, the laborer, the worker, has the same value. He has the same honor before God as does the boss or the business owner or the master. Do we recognize that when you take away all the titles, in the end, each person has a soul and we are accountable, and God does not respect a person. Just because you are the boss doesn't mean that you can mistreat your workers. But we have to, even as we recognize the different roles and the different gifts and the different callings, we have to honor each person as an individual being, as having the same value, even as we respect different levels of authority as God has given different gifts. In verse 10, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Do we recognize that sometimes the wiles of the devil are the things that get in our everyday life, in our work situations, in our life situations, in whatever that we are doing? So I'm going to make this fairly short, and we will pick up the scripture again tomorrow morning and read through some more of there, because I think the scripture does recognize that many times we see earthly, we see fleshly, we see carnal, we see what we see with our eyes, but God sees in the spiritual, and he is calling us as believers to see with spiritual eyes. And so may God go with you, and may you have spiritual eyes today as you work, as you live, and as you represent Jesus in your day. As you go in the name of Jesus.